Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Hello, 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 Voices of Hope family. It's me, your host for the show, Lady Quarterback Rush, filling in today for our wonderful host, Minister Kim Underwood. Let me tell you, this show today is going to be awesome. We have an awesome, awesome person here from the Maryland area where I am. That's where I am. Her name is Catherine Trotter. And when I tell you, I was going to say tonight, whenever you're listening, if you're listening in the morning, this morning, if you're listening in the afternoon, this afternoon, if you're listening tonight, tonight, we're going to talk about just a lot of different things, but I really want to focus on talking about, you know, moving forward. Okay, you're moving forward, then all of a sudden you're stuck. You know, and we run into that all the time. We run into it often. And I believe that she has some very unique things that she can contribute. She has some very unique tips that she can give us so that we can get unstuck yet again. And I have a testimony on that. So with no further ado, we will be right back with Ms. Catherine Trotter right after this. All right, Voices of Hope family, we back. I hope you went and got your, y'all know the drill. Get your pen, get your paper, the back of the envelope, whatever you need to take notes on. I need you to go ahead and get that because we are going to talk today about a lot of different things. You know, it's getting hot outside. It's the end of May, almost the end of May. I say it's the end of May. It's the end of May for me. Oh, beginning of June, going into the summer. And I'm stuck. I don't know about you. I just finished school, turned in the finals this week. Woohoo! I got a B. I'm so, so excited. I got a promotion on my job. Woohoo! And I'm so, so excited. And I'm stuck. I did everything that I was supposed to do to complete this phase, going into the next phase. And when I tell you, I am not going to lie, my mind is a complete blank. I had all of these plans. I wrote everything down. I knew what I was going to do. I knew where I was going and got to this point and was just stuck. So we're going to talk to Miss Catherine Trotter, and we're going to ask her to help us get us, because I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. When you go into the next phase and the next season of your life or whatever you're doing or whatever endeavor it is, there is a stuck period, and I just had to admit that that happened. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to ask her to come on the line, introduce herself, and tell us a little bit about, you know, what she does and how she does it, and then We're going to get to the nitty-gritty because I got things to do. I got places to go and a lot of people to see. So with that being said, Ms. Catherine, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me clearly?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure, our pleasure. So let's tell the Voices of Hope family a little bit about you.
Absolutely. So, as you stated, I'm Catherine Trotter from the Maryland area all of my life, and it has been a blessing and an opportunity to be able to serve the community, and I say that because my origins and my starting point has been from Baltimore City, actually, to be specific, as a community organizer upon graduating from Morgan State University. I was, pursuing what was the, I guess you can say, the mission or the purpose for my life, and I absolutely fell in love with organizing community events, working with youth, and strategic planning as it concerns of building up a community and all the constituents in it. So my background is in community organizing, strategic planning, as well as working with philanthropic organizations as they are in the developmental phase of building their organization to 5 years under that have may already be established but are still in the growth phase. And so I've been doing that actually since 2002. So for 15 years I've been in the community organizing but also teaching and training other organizations.
Nice. So we have this tremendous person on the line with all of this great background, all of this experience. I know there's going to be some things that she's going to say to help us, those of us that are stuck. I'm stuck. I need some help. But to help us and give us some tips on, what do we need to do. And it's actually perfect. I read her bio, which is awesome. And, you know, later on our show, of course, we're going to get contact information for you to be able to, find where she is. And when I saw the fact that she was into organizing in the community, you know, it was just like, oh, my God, this is like the perfect timing and the perfect show. So she has a lot going on, y'all, when I tell you it's a lot going on. I think you just got off a tour or you just got through speaking at an event or something. Did I read that?
Yeah, I was actually in New York not that long ago for the Sisters of Excellence ICANN conference. It's an annual conference, and I was one of the speakers at that event oftentimes. And, yes, I have a tour called the Speak Life Tour, which is a performing visual arts tour that originated also in Baltimore City in 2013.
Wow. I'm going to be like you when I grow up. Well, one of the things that I read in reading over her information is that she has some material out, 8 steps to unlock your creative ideas. And we're going to talk a little bit about that before we dive into, you know, our stuck process. And we may answer that question in kind of talking about that a little bit. So first of all, I want you to, if you don't mind, explaining to the family exactly what you mean by creative ideas.
Absolutely. So a lot of times we'll have a burst of energy or a thought will pop in our head. Sometimes it's in the morning or sometimes it's in the evening. We got our notepad right next to us and we'll just jot it down. When we talk about creative ideas, I like to look at that as a concept that still has not taken shape yet. It's in the concept form. And the reason why I wrote the book and I even titled it that way, because several individuals that were starting their organizations would come to me and say, hey, I have these creative ideas, but I don't know what to do with it. So me with my background in strategic planning, I put together the book in 8 easy steps so individuals, whether they, you know, consult with me or not, they can go through 8 steps and they can create their strategic plan because a creative idea is a standalone. You still have to have a plan to execute it. And so, again, to me and my perception, a creative idea is a concept. It's in its rawest form, but it's, in order for it to take shape, you have to create a strategic plan.
And that makes a lot of sense. And from me, and I'm going to talk about me because I ain't going to hurt nobody else's feelings talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
What I identified about myself, one of the things that I would do is create a plan when my idea isn't clear. And I realized that that was one of the main reasons that I, well, the last stuck phase, that I would get stuck is because how are you going to plan something when you're not really clear about your idea? You know, and when I hear you say creative idea, you said it's a concept. So I will have an idea, but then to make it creative, it will have to be a concept. Because if that word creative changes the whole meaning of what an idea is.
And creative is really a motion word. If you think about it, creative, it's in and of itself, it's in motion. And so as we are creating, as we are creative beings overall, as we have a creative idea, a creative concept, it should be something actually that should be evolving. For example, when I started my organization back in 2002 to what it is today, 15 years later, it's not the same shape as it was in 2002. I was young. I was 22 years old when I started in my business. So it doesn't even have the same shape as it did in 2002, and it shouldn't. And that's the same thing when it comes to a creative idea. A lot of times, you know, one of the things I really adopted for myself is to move, to execute. Sometimes we sit and wait until we have the perfect puzzle put together on our idea, when sometimes we just need to take the one piece that we are clear with and just execute. And sometimes the clarity won't even happen until motion takes place. I know for me, when I started, I knew I wanted to work with young people. I knew I wanted to mentor. I knew I wanted to have an organization. I didn't see the whole puzzle. What I started with was something so basic and simple, with a mentoring piece. I connected with the local libraries, because a lot of times we don't go into the go position is because we say we don't have, some have said, I don't have a facility, I don't have money. I use the local library's conference rooms. It's totally free. And so what I did was I tried to remove all the limitations and barriers of why I couldn't get started. I'm 22. What do I know about business? I removed all of those barriers. Actually, the lady that said it to me, you're still young, you don't have the finances, you don't have the experience, that was a gatekeeper trying to block me, right? So I had to ignore that also. And I had to say, you know what, I'm just going to take what I do know how to do, which is mentor. I'm going to connect with the library, ask them, can we use the space, and just make it happen. And then from there, everything else unfolded itself.
Wow. Wow. And it's so interesting, because I just spoke into, well, I posted a video in one of my groups, and someone was talking about do it anyway. Just do it anyway. Do it anyway. One of the identifiers for fear is the fact that, like you said, you're waiting on this certain point. You're waiting to have this particular thing. You're waiting to do this, and you're waiting to do that. And for me, those, it was fear and it was excuses. And I had to just be real and honest with that. And I had to identify that. And then I had to work that out. So, you know, hey, family, y'all know I'm taking notes here. So one of the things that she said, which was really key, is that creative or creation is motion, is active, which changes the whole thing of an idea. So you may have an idea, and let's say, because we all have ideas, we get ideas all the time. We can look at something and an idea pop in our head. So now the next question is, how can I make this idea creative? How can I put motion to this idea? And then clarity happens when you move. Clarity happens when you move, when you begin to execute, when you begin to act on it. It doesn't happen at a certain point when all of the pieces are here. And I also loved when you said, and let's talk a little bit about that, because I think we get stuck with our expectations. Y'all know that's my favorite word. And like you said, things change. So now comes disappointment, resentment, all of those other things, failure, the feeling of defeat when what you initially started changed. But that's a part of the process. It's not supposed to stay the same. So can you talk a little bit about that as we talk about, we're going to stay on this whole creative idea thing. Talk a little bit about, how do we handle that change? How do we handle when I initially start something and then it begins to change? What are some of the examples or some of the tips that you can give us for when we begin to feel that, wait a minute, I'm doing something wrong, or, I made a mistake?
Absolutely. I think for me, it's been so many changes in 15 years. For me, I had to learn and embrace what's the honest truth. Where is the organization really at, as opposed to trying to buy into the myth of what I wanted to be, or the dream. And I had to really look at the reality. I'm always doing reality checks. And I think for me, have there been hard pills to swallow? Absolutely. There have been changes within our board. There's been changes in our model. But one of the things that I think we all have to embrace is to be okay with change. Now, change sometimes can be very difficult, because when we talk about change, we're talking about we're about to step into the unknown. We're already in the land of comfort. We understand it. We know it. This is what's been for the past several years. But, now we're coming into the land of change. So what do we do now? How do we proceed? Because we don't know what we're about to cross into. One of the things that I would do, I'm big on positive affirmations. I'm big on words and speaking things into existence. So a lot of times when I feel like there's a change that's about to shift, I will even write down, okay, in this change, you're going into the land of the unknown, if you will. What do I want to see to come out of it? What are my outcomes? I'm big on doing projections. Okay, so I know I'm about to enter into a new phase. So let me write down some positive affirmations on what I want to see, and then join that with what are some potential and realistic outcomes that I can see in the midst of this transitional change within my organization. And sometimes maybe it's not the organization. Sometimes maybe it's ourselves. Maybe we are the founder and haven't started yet, but we still have change to happen within self first before we even can launch the organization. Even with myself personally, I've had to go through leadership shift. I had to grow and morph into a leader. A lot of times people always say, hey, you have the mark of a leader when you're young. While that might be true, but you still have to grow into that capacity. So every different phases that I've gone through, it has been to shape me, to mature me, and to grow me into the leader, to be able to manage even the organization. And so what I would say when a person is running or about to face a perspective of change either in their life, their personal life, or their organization, is to immediately write down positive affirmations, but then also join that with outcomes. Write down what kind of outcomes you want to see, because then you'll be able to measure when you enter into that new season what you want to have received, what do you want to accomplish by the end of that season. One of the things that I always do also is that I do quarterly reviews of myself as well as the organization. I don't wait to the end of the year, because at the end of the year, most times people say, man, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, and a whole year is done. Don't wait till a whole year is done. Every 3 months, do a review. Do a review of what you said you want to accomplish by the end of the year, but do a review quarterly so you can see if you're still on track. So those are some things on how I manage change, and specifically what everyone can do to monitor their progress.
That's good. And, I know a lot of people, they either do one or two of those things, but they don't do the whole process. I know for me, I would measure, but then I don't project. You know what I mean? And it makes so much sense, as you're saying it, to be able to have an effective outcome, you have to do them both together. You have to do them both together, which means, family, that we have to be realistic from the beginning so that you can have those measurables, those outcomes, and that they're achievable. There's a lot of meat, y'all. I told you. Hey, we're going to take a break here so you have time enough to kind of digest what was said. Go ahead and go over your notes and fill in your sentences or whatever you need to do. Make some phone calls, grab some people, tell them to get on the line, because it's time. It's time, y'all. It's time. All this time to make that change. That song just popped in my head. Okay, Radio Angel. All right, I digress. We will be right back with Ms. Catherine Trotter right after this.
The Power of Christ Women's Conference 2017 is an affiliation with Thessalonia Worship Center. This is our sixth year of empowering women. The conference this year will take place on June 3rd, 2017 at Hostos Community College, located at 120 Walton Avenue, East 149th Street in the Bronx, New York. Registration and breakfast begin at 9 a.m. Tickets are now available. To purchase a ticket, please call 347-821-0668 or email hunby@aol.com. That's H-U-N-B-Y @aol.com. A year of new beginnings, a day of workshops, networking, and spiritual revival, a day of spiritual pampering. Plan to be a part of the day.
Voices of Hope family, it's me, your host for the show, Lady Quarterback Rush, speaking with Miss Catherine Trotter, and we're really talking about change. We started off talking about creative ideas, and what was said was we all have ideas. Everybody have an idea. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you got an idea. Fine. What makes it creative is motion. Creative is an active word. Creation is it's a verb. It's an action word. So creative ideas is putting that idea into motion. That's what I got from Ms. Catherine Trotter from the conversation we just had. Also in my notes, I have clarity won't happen until you move. And as you're moving, remove all the barriers. Remove all your excuses, all of those other things that's not helping you at all. Write down what the challenge is during your change. We're talking about that little part where you're moving and then you get stuck and things begin to shift. Immediately we think that shift is for the bad. We think it's negative. It's going south. It's going to the left, as my good friend would say. But that's not necessarily true. It just may be part of the process, part of you evolving. A part of your creative idea in evolving. Another thing, identify projections. I want to talk a little bit about that because that was so key because that was the piece that I missed. Like, how do you project? How do you project? What do you want to see out of whatever you're doing? Yeah, we're talking about business, but let's talk about your life. You know, I'm in school. What is my projection for next semester according to how many classes I take? And then fitting that in with my job and then what's expected there. So we really have to take into account and be serious about our plan, about our idea, and, you know, really identifying and projecting. And remember, this is for you. So it's not like you have to do it for someone. This is really for you to be successful and be effective in your life. And don't be afraid of this stuck part. I guess that's really what I want to say. Don't be afraid of it. So let's talk a little bit about the projections because you talked about measurements and outcomes, which is all project management terms, by the way. I know, right? I was gonna go. Well, I actually took some classes in Chicago. I went to DePaul University. I wanted to be a project manager. So, and it's so interesting because I know all of this stuff, but we never think to apply it to us. You know what I mean? I'm going to school for it to do it for someone else. No, honey, you need to do that
for you first,
mm-hmm.
and then do it for someone else. So let's talk about projections, and I really want to kind of talk about it as it relates to personal mm-hmm. goals, personal achievements, life, just so that our family is able to kind of embrace the concept and it won't be so scary. So when you talk about projections, can you give us kind of like an overview of exactly what you mean and what that looks like?
Absolutely. So personally, you know, I'm going through a transition right now. I'm moving to Orlando, Florida. So when I look at me, I'm going through a serious transition. And with that transition, I had to literally break down, okay, the moving process. I'm going into a new area, embracing a new area, learning the new area. So when I had to project that area of my life, in other words, I had to map it out. Projection is doesn't have to be mystical. I know sometimes people will say to me, it's difficult for me to project because I can't see into the future. I don't know what the future is going to hold. That's commonly said to me. What I often share with people, that definitely can be a very realistic block. What I often share is that even if you cannot technically see into the future, you don't know what the future is going to hold, project what you want to see. Project what you want. I'm big on affirmations. I'm big on visualization. Because I truly believe what we write, what we speak, and what we see can turn into reality.
Absolutely.
And so and even with the barriers, because even with projections, you're going to have some barriers. You know, what are the barriers? A few minutes ago, I had talked about the gatekeeper. There are gatekeepers in our lives. Sometimes it could be us that's the gatekeeper, because in our own mindset, we say, well, I can't project anything. Who am I? You know, I don't have a degree, or I don't have a business background, or look at all the stuff that has happened in my family. How can I even project? When we talk about project, that's really a vision. A projection is a vision of something that you want to see that currently does not exist. That's what a projection is. And so it's to say, you know what, no matter what's going on in my surroundings, no matter what has happened in my family life, my personal life, the negative, the good, the bad, and the in-between, this is what I want to see for my life. Even though it may not currently exist, this is what I want. This is what I see. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to visualize it. So a projection is a vision of what you want to see for yourself in the future.
Now, you blew me away with that one. Woo! That one hit me dead in the belly, dead in the gut. A projection is a vision of what does not currently exist.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know what that is? Faith.
Yes.
Projection is visual faith.
Absolutely. Yes.
Is good. Projection is visual. Ooh. Now we got faith.
I'm write that one down.
You know what I'm saying? We'll say that all day. Oh, I got the faith. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Okay, we'll project it. And it hit me, because what I saw myself sitting in a movie theater with the lights dim and a little coming on, and everything is being projected on the screen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I'm saying? I know what movie I want to see. I'm on my way to see Transformers, so I expect it. But I don't know what it is until it's projected on the screen. So that means everybody can cross off their excuse that you don't know what's going to happen. You're right. You don't know what's going to happen. Project it. You don't know. Then project it.
Wow.
This is your creative idea. We've evolved your idea from idea to a creative idea. So now we ain't helping you. That's this Catherine Trotter lady that's on his phone dropping these nuggets. But now you're able to project your creative idea. So if you project something out of control, guess whose fault that is? If you project something that don't exist or that you can't achieve, Guess whose fault that is? And that goes into the part when she says to be a leader. You got to be leader of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Put your big girl drawers on. Put your big boy drawers on. Put your big boy drawers on, your big girl's panties on. And be a leader of your life. Get them creative ideas and start putting that thing right there. Bless me.
Mm. Wow. You blessed me when you flipped it around to my projection and visual face.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good right there. That was a good nugget. So that means that anything that you have on your board, in your written down, and all these other things that you're doing and you can't do and whatever, that is no excuse, especially if you are a believer and if you have faith. No excuse. No, what? See, this is why God be mad at us. This is why he be mad. He be like, I done gave y'all everything y'all need, and you still praying about the same thing? And then you mad at me because I ain't moving?
So
and you ain't projecting? And you not projecting? But you mad at me. You mad at me? Because you're not projecting? You want to get that house? You want to get your credit done? You want to save money? You know, you want to get married? You want to leave that man? You want to leave that? You want to change? But you say you have faith? Y'all need to start projecting. That's no excuse. No excuse. Sorry. Time out. You crying, I understand. Money is tight. I understand. Where's your creative ideas? I don't care who in office. I don't care what they doing. Who are you? And I honestly... Current president, I call him number 45. By the time he finished doing whatever he gonna do and undo all that stuff that, you know, Obama done set up for him to get through all them trips, by the time he get down to me, I should have been have saved $1,000. No excuses. None. No, I should have went and set up a Facebook page to start my business. You don't need no website. Get a Facebook page. Google Voice, free phone number.
Absolutely.
What's next? Vistaprint has sales on cards all the time. Guess what? Take your lunch for 2 weeks. Don't spend no money out. Put that money aside. Babies? That projected that. We got to take a break on that one because that visual faith thing, that there hit me. Yes, it did. We'll be right back after this. Getting it in tonight. We getting it in today. We getting it in this morning. Yes, we are. I am Lady Quarterback. Yes, it's a different voice. It's me, the quarterback, and I am talking to Miss Catherine Trotter. And this whole thing just shifted to something new. But I ain't mad because I prayed. We started off talking about creative ideas. She wrote a book, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. And we kind of talked about what was creative ideas. We all have ideas. So what was important or what was special about that word, creative? We've identified that creative makes your idea move. It's motion. We talked about getting clarity and removing the barriers. We're kind of talking about that stuck period. Like you're moving, then all of a sudden there's nothing. Or you've accomplished, and then all of a sudden dead air, flatline. You don't know what's going on. So then we got stuck on projection. Identify your projections for where you want to go or what your next steps are or what your next phase is. And what dropped into the conversation was that projection is actually visual faith. You should be able to project your next move, your next outcome from where you are in, you know, this place, getting ready to step into the unknown, which causes you to stop and halt and probably go dead if it's me, because my mind just be like gone. But if I know that I have the ability and I have and I can project what's next, then I just apply my faith to my creative idea, and it should give me something to move on. So I mean, these nuggets are dropping, y'all. Y'all might want to listen to the replay because I know I am. She also talked about positive affirmations. Now, we talk about those all the time. We talk about affirmations. We talk about speaking positive, challenges, you know, for a week. I want you to listen to, you know, or watch this video on motivation and do that and blah, 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 blah. And we hear it all the time from our coaches, from our mentors, the people we, you know, admire and all these other different things. But I'm about to pull the veil off of something. Did you know that positivity is a lifestyle? Positivity is a shift in mindset, because as soon as the euphoric feeling wears off, we go right back to what we used to do. And I used to always say people have post-it notes all over their house and they're doing this, and yes, I'm gung-ho for that week that I did the challenge, but 2 weeks later, where's that motivation? Being surrounded by positivity. So I want Miss Catherine to kind of talk about or give us some hints, because she dropped positive affirmations more than once in our conversation. And it dawned on me that positivity is really a lifestyle. It's a mindset shift for you to stay there, not just do it because you were asked to do it or you were challenged to do it, but do it because it's a part of your life. It's a part of your DNA. So, Ms. Catherine, for you, can you share with the family how important it is for you to stay in that positive realm?
For me, reason why I reference positive affirmations is because it's something I've been doing since I was 16 years old, and I kept a journal. And in my journal, there was a lot of challenges for me personally growing up in my home. So writing was an outlet for me, even though I couldn't voice what was going on. I actually still have that journal to this day. And as I look back at it, I look at different things that I was able to overcome, things that I was able to persevere through, even though at that time I didn't think I could. But when we talk about a positive affirmation, it's not just, we are just, hey, gleeful, and we just know everything is going to be perfect, even though the reality is not even looking that way. To me, a positive affirmation, why I like it is because I can also look back on it. Because if I hit a day that maybe I may not be feeling so positive, but I look back at what I was able to overcome, it automatically recalibrates in my head. It shifts my mindset to say, if I overcome that, I'm going to overcome this. And so for me, as you stated, it is a lifestyle. It's not just something where you go to a workshop and they're saying, hey, write down three affirmations and you're good. It has to be something that is consistent. So like I said, for me, for the journal that I've kept since I was a teenager, and I'm able to look at that and able to see all the things that I was able to overcome through challenges in the home and see where I am today as an adult. I often encourage that to my young people that have issues in their home, Because a lot of times, even adults that have not been able to be released from what they went through from childhood, they're in many ways dysfunctional. And I'm not saying dysfunction that it has to be a mental thing. Dysfunction can be in many ways. For myself, there was dysfunctional areas of my life because of what I went through, and I wasn't able to be healed and set free. But when I was able to release those things to God, first by writing it down, saying these are the things that I'm going through, these are the things that I'm dealing with, God, you show me how that's going to be transferred. You show me how through all this mess, where's the positive in this mess? So when we talk about positive affirmations from my vantage point, I look at it from the perspective of this is what God has done, and this is a testimony. So a positive affirmation for me is a testimony of what God has done.
Wow. And it's not just saying it. You have to believe that.
Absolutely.
Because we say that all the time. We say that all the time. But my question is, how many of us actually believe what we say?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, like, really identifying the achievements and overcoming and all of those different things and kind of going back to that place. Why do you think that a lot of people don't want to do that? I mean, we're just going to be real. Why do you think a lot of people, even though it's helpful and it'll help heal and, you know, help people kind of identify some things, there's a lot of people that don't want to do it. Even though they know that they've overcame, they just don't want to go there. Why do you think so? Why do you think that they don't?
Absolutely. I'll speak personally, and then I'll speak on what has also been said to me. Sometimes one may not be ready to release the pain or release the hurt. Sometimes because that's going into an unfamiliar territory to release that pain. Now I don't have that comfort. I don't have that pillow. If you know, like when kids are little, they may either have a blanket or a pillow or whatever it is they need to go to sleep or to comfort themselves. Sometimes that pain or what one goes through in their life, it's comfort in an indirect way. It is in a distorted way, if you will, but a lot of times we're not ready to let go of it. I'm going to be very transparent. There was something that I had struggled with even from when I was young, and that was my eating habits. When there were stressful times in my life, depression times in my life, I would resort to eating. And I had picked up weight over the years. And so I had to make a conscious decision. That was best, like, one of the biggest struggles I had to deal with in my personal life, that when situations happened, and I didn't write about the food piece. That wasn't something, because you know why? Because I wasn't ready to deal with it, because food was my comfort. I'm not going to write that I want to be an overcome and be free from it, because that is what I know, is what I'm familiar with. It is my go-to place. And so for me, I think that is sometimes why we may not want to do the positive affirmation, because I did positive affirmations in all other areas. Yeah, I'll write this, I'll write that, but I'm not going to touch that because I'm not ready to release it yet.
Wow. And that's just being real and honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being real, real and honest. And if you can't be honest with yourself, then that's a whole nother show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother conversation. If you can't be honest with yourself, you have to be honest with yourself first.
Yes.
And then, like you said, you wasn't ready to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna touch that because I ain't even ready to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't ready to. It was so funny because when I was in church, I used to talk to this young lady, and we used to always joke about stuff that we did not want to repent from. Because we weren't ready to stop.
Yeah.
Why repent when I ain't ready?
Yep.
Why do that when I'm not ready? I'm not ready to let that go. So I'm not even going to go through all of that just for that because I'm not ready. And that was just being real when other people was like, what are you? No, I'm just being real. I ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God know I ain't ready. I know I ain't ready. I ain't ready. So why even go through all of that? Exactly. For what? And for who?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If you ain't ready, then you're not ready. If you're not ready for help, then you're not ready for help. Then don't ask for it. I mean, you know what I mean? But then that goes to the expectations of other people, which is a whole nother conversation, you know, that we have that other people, how they going to do it. How, like, you ain't ready, you just not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste my time and don't waste yours,
yeah.
You know. Which is one of the reasons why, you know, even in my business, I've been kind of hesitant to, like, hire a coach or get help or whatever because I ain't ready. I ain't ready. I got stuff I want to do. Now, I'll do, you know, little stuff on the side. You know, I keep the money coming. But to go full-blown and to step all out, I ain't ready to do all of that. I'm not ready for that responsibility. And I identified that a long time ago. I'm not – that's a huge responsibility to be able to do that. And you know because you've been doing it. You know, and if you're not ready, you're just not ready. Does that mean stop my creative ideas? Absolutely not. You know, because they will always be there when I need them. However, if you're not ready, you're just not ready. I didn't go to school until 2 years ago because I wasn't ready. I didn't want to go to school. Now that I go, I'm in it. I'm determined. I'm focused. You know, I do what I can. I work very hard, and it's worth more. Voices of Hope family, we're talking to Miss Catherine Trotter. We're talking about unlocking your creative ideas, believe it or not, but we're going about it a whole different way. Creative ideas. You have an idea. Everyone has an idea, which is great, but what makes it creative is motion. Creative is motion. Creation is movement. Get clarity. Won't happen until you move most of the time, 90% of the time. You know, write down what the challenge is during your change. Identify your projections. And we identify that projection is just visual faith. That's all. You should be able to project it. Positive affirmations of what we just talked about. And what I've identified was affirmation or positivity in itself is a lifestyle. It ain't nothing that you just do once or twice. It ain't nothing that you just do when you're feeling down. It's literally a lifestyle. It's something that you adapt and you do on a regular basis. I have a mentor, and her thing is she says she removed all negativity from her life. She don't care what it is. She don't hang out with people that talk negative. She don't do none of that. Everything around her is, for the most part, is positive. Now, does that mean that she won't have negative moments? Absolutely not. But if you surround yourself with positivity, it's like a shield or a barrier. You know, you'll be able to see it and identify it, but it won't come near you. So you'll be able to fight it off and handle things much better. Handle things better. This has been an awesome, awesome call. We're going to take one more break, and then when we come back, we're going to ask Ms. Catherine Trotter to kind of give us some tips and tidbits and then tell us how we can contact her again so she can give all of her information. And, of course, we'll repost it on our Facebook page. So with that being said, we'll be right back after this.
The Power of Christ Women's Conference 2017 is an affiliation with Thessalonia Worship Center. This is our sixth year of empowering women. The conference this year will take place on June 3rd, 2017 at Hostos Community College, located at 120 Walton Avenue, East 149th Street in the Bronx, New York. Registration and breakfast begin at 9 a.m. Tickets are now available. To purchase a ticket, please call 347-821-0668 or email hunby@aol.com. That's H-U-N-B-Y @aol.com. A year of new beginnings, a day of workshops, networking, and spiritual revival, a day of spiritual pampering. Plan to be a part of the day.
Cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, cause he's intentional, never failing. All things are working
for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
All right. We've had an awesome, awesome time. A great conversation with Miss Catherine Trotter. And we've talked about a whole lot of stuff. And I'm just so overwhelmed and writing my little notes and stuff. You all know how I do. And it's me, your host, Lady Quarterback Rush, talking about unlocking your creative ideas. Identify some things to kind of help you get unstuck. And what we've identified is the point when you've accomplished everything and you've done what you want to do for a certain phase or a certain period of time, and then all of a sudden there's nothing. Your mind is blank. You don't know which way to go. You're at a fork in the road. What do? How do you handle that? Do you move forward? Do you continue? And she gave us some great, great tips on identifying outcomes and measurements. Do quarterly reviews. Do quarterly reviews with yourself to make sure that you're on target, to make sure that, you know, just like Fortune 500 companies, how do they become Fortune 500 companies? They have meetings. They say, okay, this works, this don't work. All right, scratch that. This wasn't effective. This was good. So let's see how we can evolve that. We should be doing that with our lives on a regular basis. There's nothing wrong with change. There's nothing wrong with adjusting. There's nothing wrong with moving your priorities around. At the end of the day, there should be success. There should be peace. Should be some money. And we should just be in a better place in our lives. So, Ms. Catherine, can you give us some tips, some more things to just kind of drop that you would like to leave with the family? And then tell us where we can find you. How can we find you on Facebook and Twitter and all the other good social media handles?
Absolutely. I just would like to just share, just a moment of encouragement for all of those that are listening to the show. Know that you are worth it. There was a season of my transitional phases of my life over the past several years. From starting the organization, that there was doubt. Can I do this? Can I accomplish that? Just know that you are worth it and know that you are more than enough. Know that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. Know that you can do it. Even in those moments that you feel that you can't, continue to push, continue to strive for the next level in your life. Don't stay stuck in a place of complacency. But keep pushing forward. A lot of times, yes, there's going to be challenges in our life, but we have to pull ourselves up out of the bed and we have to push forward. Are there going to be moments where we don't want to do it? Absolutely, yes. But that is the very moment where we have to push that much harder. I know there was moments in my life that it felt that I could not push. And when I pushed, therein lies was my breakthrough. So I would definitely say continue to push and know that you are worth it. As far as contact information, you can check out my website, which is CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com, Catherine with a C. And you can email me at ct@CatherineTrotter.com. Support the youth. We do have an upcoming event in the New York area at the Sheraton Hotel on Saturday, June 24th. For any youth and youth organizations that want to register, it is free. You can check out the SpeakLifePoor.org website to get more information. Again, come out, support the youth. If you are listening and you are a youth or you know of other youth organizations, it will be at the Sheraton Hotel in Brooklyn, New York, Saturday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I appreciate so much for having me on the show.
No, and we appreciate you. I promise you, you really kind of helped me remember some things that I forgot in transition. But I want to slip something in really quick. You deal with the youth. Can you tell us how receptive the youth has been to your mindset and how you think and, what you've been distributing to our community? Could you just let us know how receptive the youth has been?
Well, I'm going to say it's been blended, and I say blended because there are two, you know, it's two sides of me. You know, I have this caring nature. I have the, you know, community nature, but I also have my business side, and my business side is typically no nonsense. And so what I often try to teach our young people is how to build business. And even at their young age, you know, even with those artists that they come a part of the tour, that they're young, I have them to sign MOU agreements. It's very simple, but just to get them in a habit, when you're a part of something, you're doing business, you sign, we are in agreement to do X, Y, Z. So I would say some of the approach has been a eye-opener. It has been one to challenge them, to stretch them to the next level. Everything that we do within SOT and our youth program is to stretch the young people to the next level, because we don't want to create a program where it's on life support, meaning they have to keep depending on us. We want to build self-sufficient young people. So our approach has always been peer mentoring. So a lot of our young people have become youth leaders, and they're youth themselves because they've been in the program for a significant amount of time. So, again, we come from the approach, when I say we because it's not just myself, we have other individuals that work with the youth, come from the standpoint of building self-sufficient young people.
And that is so, so needed, so needed in today's society and in our community. So I want to encourage you and your fellow soldiers for standing up and continuing to pour and take the time and to, you know, to just teach and show our youth that someone cares and that they're there for them. It has been an awesome show. I appreciate you for everything that you've said on the show. You kind of got me, gave me some gut shots, so I appreciate that. And I just want to just say, you know, that God bless you on your endeavors and wish you luck on everything that, you know, you set out to do, and, you know, safe travels and transition. And I'm sure that we'll have you back on the show, so be on the lookout for that invitation. Hey, it's been an awesome time, everyone, family. Hey, you know how we do. You know, it's always something here on the Voices of Hope show.
He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Simple song. It goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Say it, y'all. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Now say, all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory.